Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight, on the Blog Talk. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, your Chief Ambassador, and I just want to welcome you to the Blog Talk, where we just give God 1,000 thank yous a night. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Forgive me for being a little late here tonight. Time got away from me. I came early and was too early, and then before I knew it, it was 9 o'clock. So thank God for you and you. I wonder if Ambassador Hagen is on here. Please open up the other line for us, that some people can help us thank God 1,000 times this night. God is so multitudinously good and wondrous and amazing. I just want to thank him for this day and his goodness and kindness and for all the encouragement that he sent to me this day. Been good and wonderful, and thank God for remembering me. God is so good. And some people who come from Texas who God sent, amen, by here, and who were such a great, great, great encouragement to me and to my wife. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Just want you to help me thank God for all that he's done and is doing and will do. No matter who you are, will you help us be the one? You be the one in your church. You be the one in your village. You be the one in your neighborhood, all around your city, to help lead people into thanking God 1,000 times. It's a wonderful thing to thank God 1,000 times. He deserves all the praise, and he deserves all of the adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank God. We were calculating the other day, and we've been on this blog line on the 13th of August, 2 years. And we have helped give God over 2 billion praises a night now. And 365 days a year, and 2 years would be over 700 days. And over 2 billion praises a night. Now, if we wanted to, we could say that we've given God over 1,500 billion praises. But I'm just going to take a lower figure and just say we've given God over, for 1 year, 2 billion praises would be over 700 billion praises. We've helped to lead people into giving God over 700 billion praises. Amen. And we want to celebrate, amen, on August the 13th is our anniversary for this blog line. If you would, send us a gift to help us in the name of Jesus. We never basically ask a whole lot for any gifts, but I'm asking if you would, my anniversary, if you take time for us. We've taken time to be with you on the blog line. Take time and write us. If you can write a word of encouragement, we like that, and send us a gift. At least a dollar, if you would. Some have said 100. You know, whatever you send, that's all I'm trying to tell you, will be appreciated. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Send it to Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. And that's Overland Park, Kansas. P.O. Box 26593. In Overland Park, Kansas. Over, O-V-E-R. L-A-N-D, Land Park, Kansas. And the zip code is this. Get it? Now, here's the zip code. 66225. 66225. God bless you. All right. Want you to make a request unto the Lord, and then we'll come back and pray. Ah! Glory. The anointing is on the line. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll thank God for everything he's going to do. All right, take your time now. I'll give you about 20 seconds to make your request known. Do it while I thank him in the background. Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. As the people make their request known, I just thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for making me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, you're so wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, you know my heart's desire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Real, God. You're nobody but real, but you. You're so real. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So real. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Heavenly Father, look on every one of these requests tonight and grant them, I pray. Shake the chunk tree up in heaven and send large chunks down to your people here. And please remember us also, Lord, if you would. Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen, amen. All right, if you believe the Lord is going to do that for you, why don't you just signify it and use your to thank him in advance for doing it in the name of Jesus. Everybody on the line, amen, just a few lines are open. If you've been chosen, help us praise him. Come on, help us praise him and do it right now. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We honor you, God. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nobody can fix it.
Thank you,
my God.
Thank you,
my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my
God.
Thank you,
my
God.
Thank you,
my
God.
Thank you, my
God. Thank you,
my God.
Thank you,
my
God. Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you, my God.
Thank
you, my God.
Thank
you,
my God.
Thank you,
my
God.
Thank
you,
my God.
Thank you,
my God.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the music.
Thank you, Lord. Somebody needs to change them some more. Somebody needs to lift their hands and say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You were sick and you were thanking him for healing your body. Whatever it was, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. We'll be back again tomorrow night if the Lord says the same at 9 o'clock. Amen. Let me give my address before I leave. Amen. Anybody who's trying to write us, our anniversary for the blog line is coming up on August the 13th. Amen. So if you would, remember us. Don't do us like the baker did Joseph. He interpreted his dream and said, if you come into your kingdom, in other words, when God blesses you, remember me. But the baker forgot him, and they chopped his head off. Or they hung him, one of them, but he was killed. And the butler didn't forget him. And I believe that the Lord blessed the butler because he remembered God's servant. Amen. Don't forget us. Amen. And verses come up August the 13th. If you would stop and just write us a letter or a note of encouragement. And also, if you would bless us for the 13th anniversary, that we might do more for the Lord. God bless you. We love you. May you have a wonderful night. Amen. Amen. Send at least a dollar. Amen. Some people have sent $100. Some have sent 10, whatever, but at least send $1. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Take time for us because we have taken time for you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Have a wonderful night and may something wonderful happen to you between this night and tomorrow night. God bless you.
Amen.
Anyone want to have a word to say before we go? Amen. Anyone want to have a word to say before we go? The line is open to you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. God bless you, Chief Ambassador Johnson. God bless you, sir. This is Ambassador-elect Williams, sir. And I just thank God for being on the blog line tonight. I just thank God for his many blessings. There was a slight attack on my phone service and on last week where they actually cut my service because they said of unlimited, excess use of unlimited minutes. They said I abused the unlimited minutes. And I'm like, okay, but I don't understand how you abuse unlimited minutes, but okay. So after we had the shut-in that night, they actually cut it off 2 days later. They said I was on the line too long on a conference call. And so they completely cut my service. I had to buy a whole new phone. Well, I decided to buy a whole new phone. I didn't need to get a whole new phone, but I needed to get a whole new service. They wouldn't let me keep my phone line, I mean, my phone number or anything. But I thank God on the other day, God blessed me. Amen. And I just thank God for it, you know, that I was able to go and buy a new phone because I did desire to have the new phone as well. But I was able to get that new service. And I just thank God. I just thank God for it. And I was able to be back on the blog. And it just was, I know it was an attack of the enemy because anytime when you're praying and the people are being blessed and lives are being changed, you know, the enemy want to cut that off. Amen. And not just here on the blog line, but in my everyday walk with the Lord, you know, people, you know, call for prayer and stuff like that. So, but nevertheless, I thank God for his provision and his faithfulness. So that's why y'all haven't heard me on the prayer line or on the blog line. I was on briefly the other day for just a few minutes. So, but I'm on tonight, and I'm just so grateful to God. And then the many other things that he is doing in spite of the attacks, you know, I just thank God for his faithfulness. And I remember the message that God gave me in 2014. The two words were simply trust and obey. Simply trust and obey. So no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're facing, just simply trust God. God has got to be your source, not your job, not the government, not stocks and bonds, not someone else, not even in your own abilities. And I thank God for just who he is. And my praise report is just simply, I just thank God for his faithfulness. You know, and I will continue to trust and obey no matter what it looks like. I'm reminded of Job. Amen. And I thank God. Job encourages me because in the end, he trusts God to the end. And guess what? He obeyed. He did not curse God. And in the end, everything that Job lost, God gave him twice as much as he had before. Amen. So we got to be willing to wear this world loosely. Amen. Are you willing? Has God considered you? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So I'm just encouraged to know God has considered me. He has been bragging on me. So that's why you get a text that you get. Amen. So I just thank God, and I just love him so much. And I just ask, amen, that you all stay encouraged. And again, whatever you may be going through, continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help, and know that your help comes from the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Chief Ambassador, sir. You stay encouraged. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't come down off the wall. Amen. Continue to let God use you as he did Nehemiah. Amen. To build that wall. God bless you, sir. And I love you. And Ambassador Lady Betty. Amen. And everybody on the blog line and on the prayer line. Thank God for you all. God bless you.
Thank God for you. My God, that was so wonderful. Thank you so much. Amen. We appreciate it. Yes, go ahead. I hear you. Somebody else trying to get in?
Oh, this is Ambassador-elect Bernita. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm just in agreement with Ambassador-elect Williams. I thank the Lord for her. We love you, too.
Amen. Thank you.
And we love you, Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and Mother Johnson.
We love you too. God bless you. All right, anybody else want to have something to say before we go tonight? It would be nice. Wonderful. Anyone else? Oh, God, thank you. All right. God bless you. And I'm just praying that God will protect you during your night. And thank God for a wonderful, wonderful prayer line tonight. And the line is open to you for another moment if you want to say something. Jumping right in there. Well, thank God for what he's going to do for us even on tomorrow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And for every person on the line. Bless, 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 bless. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, too.
God bless you.